For if we really seek our place in the kingdom of God, we'll hold on to our salvation with everything in us. Come on. God wants you. Now let me quickly say, the grace and the mercy of God is greater than anything you've ever done. He is. He's greater. Now let's look at something else here in the scripture here. And the scepter of uprighteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Now let's go to verse 3 and let's look at something in the King James Version. Who being the brightness of his glory and the expressed image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power. I want you to underscore those four words in your Bible. God will forgive you for it. He'll forgive you for writing in this book. Come on. What we need to understand is what I have just shared with you about from this modern English version is what the word is saying in the King James Version is the word of his power. Not the power of his word. When God gave me that revelation, it changed everything about me. Have I ever been in a time in my life that sin was knocking on my door or temptation was knocking on my door? Yes, I've been there. Have I ever been to the place that it overcome me, that temptation overcame me? Yes, I have been there. But the mercy and the grace of God is sufficient for those times. We need to understand that we are not perfect, but we are made perfect through Christ Jesus. We are made perfect through the word of his power, not the power of his word. Come on. Most of us want the power of his word, so we want to speak his word, and his word does not bring things back like we spoke it. Why? Because his power is not there. You can have the word without the power, but you cannot have the power without the word. That's what he's saying here. I gave Jesus a place of deity, and we are also created for a place of deity in God's kingdom. We must get a kingdom mentality. In a kingdom mentality or a kingdom, the king has all the say. We don't have any say. We Americans have went to seed on having our rights. Come on. We are so independent that when God speaks, we argue with God. How many has ever argued with God? It's okay to question him, but it's not okay to argue with him because you're going to lose. You're going to lose. But the word of his power. Now then, to find out the word of his power, let's run over to... Lord, what do I need to go from here? Let's go to Revelations. I love Revelations. I used to never speak out of Revelations, but anymore, I'm in it a lot. How many knows that we're in that time of life that Revelations is being revealed? Let's go to Revelation's 4th chapter. And let's go down to about, I'm going to go to verse 10. The 4 and the 20 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, do you realize that your crown is all of your giftings, all of the effectiveness that you have had with your giftings in your life, all of the people that you have led to Christ during your life, all the accolades that you have in being a Christian and a kingdom person, that's your crown. And it says they threw all of that down at his feet. Now listen, if that is where your focus is, you will never get to the throne. Because it has to be thrown at his feet. Everything that you are has to be thrown at his feet. Everything that you ever accomplish in this life will be thrown at his feet. And in that one, that activity has to take place before the next activity can take place. And that's in verse 11. Thou art worthy. As they cast them down and their crowns before the throne, saying, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. What were we singing just a few minutes ago? Why did the awe of God come into this room when we began to sing this? You connected with the angelic forces that were singing the same thing you were singing. I hope you can understand this scripture right now. Because when we connect with the angelic beings that are designed and created just to bring honor to Him, and when you connect with that, there's something that happens in the atmosphere. For Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. It didn't say for man's pleasure. It said for the pleasure of Jesus. That's why that we were created. We were created because He wants us, and He wants to commune with us, not just to communicate. There is a difference between communion and communication. Should I go there? How many knows the difference? Let me see your hand. Communion and communication. I don't need to preach that one then, do I? We all know the difference. God wants to commune, not communicate. That's what this word's telling us. He wants the communion. And in the communion is where the power of His word is released. If my wife and I would have only had a legal document saying that we were married and we had not had communion, she could not know my thoughts. But since communion, we'll even say the same word at times. Come on. Oh, I hope you get this one. This is important. When we begin to commune with Father, we will start talking His language and saying the words that He says. We won't have to read it out of a book. It's going to come out of us because it is us. Oh, I feel something on this, folks. God wants you. He wants you. He wants everything about you because He wants to give you His very best. God wants to give that. And then it says, I'm in chapter 5 now of Revelations. I saw in the right hand of Him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed. And then on down in verse 6, I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all of the earth. How many knows the seven spirits of God?